Our work at KeHE matters, not only to impact the lives of our retail partners and suppliers, but to make a difference in our families, our communities, and even the world. Hello, my name is Adrienne Binder, and I'm your host for Fruit of Your Labor, a KeHE podcast. We aspire to update you on what's happening at KeHE and inspire you with the amazing stories of how you are working to make lives better. Enjoy the episode. The KeHE Leadership Academy is one of the main pillars of the KeHE Cares Foundation, the other pillars being serving, giving, and impact investing. Today, I'm going to speak with Paul Reichert, Director of Serving and Leadership for the KeHE Cares Foundation, to learn more about the Leadership Academy, what it is, what it does, and how it started. Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Paul, can you tell us a little bit about how the Leadership Academy first came about?
Yeah, sure. I think probably in and around 2018, there's really a convergence of a few things. Probably somewhere in the heart and mind of Rusty Bland, our EVP of Culture, president of the KeHE Cares Foundation. And, you know, in there also conversations with Brandon, other leaders at KeHE. I think there was a profound realization that what we have at KeHE today is powerfully transformative. How our culture, our commitment to goodness through serving, giving, how we develop whole leaders, when all that comes together, it drives powerful results on many levels. It enables people inside, outside of KeHE, really to go on this path towards personal flourishing and a sense of wholeness. We've also seen the outcome that we get to come alongside incredible partners around the world, people on the front lines of doing good, and we've been able to support and magnify their impact. And thirdly, we've seen how that fed our business results, right? And when your work is a vehicle for your own personal growth and you get to be a part of meaningful impact, that changes things. It changes the way you show up and contribute. And we see that that's a virtuous cycle because, you know, as we enjoy the success as a business, it further fuels our ability to be a force for good. So on the one hand, we found ourselves here realizing, wow, this is special. It's unique. And we want to steward this well. And at the same time, you've got like-minded organizations because of KeHE's success and influence who are reaching out, asking, how did you get there? How are you able to do these things at scale without losing your way, right? And that's where the vision of the KeHE Leadership Academy, or sometimes we just say KLA now, where that really emerged. And we began to think, KeHE's having a big impact. What if there was another KeHE out there? What if there were 10 more? What if there was 100 more KeHE's out there? What kind of impact could we make? And then, you know, it's been the last couple of years, the time has come to kind of bring this about and make it a reality.
There's no denying what you said. KeHE is different than a lot of other companies, and it's really the culture. And I love that we're thinking about how do we expand that? How do we share that with other companies and bring that goodness to them? Let's hear how you're planning to do that. Can you give us a little overview of the Leadership Academy, what it does, what its impact is on those who are participating in it?
As we've mentioned already, the Leadership Academy is a pillar under KeHE Cares. So just like serving and giving or impact investing, the purpose of KeHE Cares is to come alongside those people in the world who are suffering from poverty or abuse, people who are marginalized or forgotten so that they could experience that dignity, grace, wholeness, restoration. So we fit within that banner and that purpose. And it's a small team. It's myself, Rusty, and David Mitchell who are kind of digging in to move this forward, although we'll bring other KeHE employees into the work as it develops. Our aim is really to guide other organizations on this journey of cultural renewal and whole person leadership. And the impact we hope is that organizations experience what we have. You know, we feel like over the past 15 years at KeHE, especially over the last decade, we've really discovered our soul as a company, and we want others to experience that same thing. What we're thinking is that their lens on what success is will go beyond mere business results, right? That they get to experience the joy of doing good in the world. And above all, that they become a place where their people experience what it means to flourish personally. So we're going to be working with marketplace organizations who want to go on this journey. And primarily, we're focused on what we call the three journeys of impact. I'll just list those out: the giving journey, the serving journey, and the whole person leadership journey. We really believe that that's been kind of the secret sauce behind what we're experiencing at KeHE these days. And for us, this is going to hinge on three core activities. That's thought leadership, facilitating transformational experiences, and consulting services. So in addition to working with marketplace organizations, a part of the KeHE Leadership Academy's scope is also those who are in our care partner network. The organizations that we're already invested in through serving, giving, impact investing, you know, coming alongside them in their growth, if you think about it, how do they develop as leaders and how do they develop cultures where their own people flourish? They experience the same challenges that any other business or organization faces as they grow. They're growing organizations. And so with those organizations, our care partners, that's how we can come alongside them in leadership development or helping them just kind of mature their organization. It's another place where we can kind of come alongside them in a different way and really try to be a tailwind and support their efforts.
So when one of these serving partners or a marketplace organization reaches out and they've heard about KeHE and they're like, wow, I want to learn about your secret sauce. What are the steps that you take when meeting with one of these external clients that are interested in what KLA has to offer? You know, what are these initial meetings like and what's the desired end result?
The goal, first and foremost, is to explore if this is a fit and get a sense of whether they're ready to go on this journey. We see ourselves really going deep with a few organizations at a time, because this is a big commitment in resources, in time, and just committing to the vision of what this means. And it's so different for most organizations. How our care partners pour into and engage with KeHE employees is part of that secret sauce. Sometimes that's new to people and just realizing, hey, you're going to develop this. This is not just an activity. It's really a journey. We're kind of vetting them as they vet us in those initial conversations. And usually that's going to be with a culture champion or a key senior leader. In many cases, the CEO. We feel like that's really important. And it just starts with that relational connection, listening to their story, sharing the KeHE story. If they want to move forward, then what we do is craft a discovery session where we're really leaning into those three journeys of impact: giving, serving, and whole person leadership, asking some questions, surfacing that perspective. And from there, if they want to keep going, we'll move on to an organizational assessment. We're going to do focus groups, interview people one-on-one, have more people take that assessment that we've developed that really kind of looks at how your organization is doing in these areas. And based on all that, we're going to design a journey that fits their situation. I mean, it's taken us, you know, the last 20 years. I mean, you could say our history in this goes back even further, right, to the founders. But really, in the past 15 years is where we made a lot of discoveries and a lot of these programs have been built out. We feel like, hey, maybe over the course of 3 years, we can accelerate that process for another organization. So we got to kind of design those steps and take them through it over that time.
So while the KeHE Leadership Academy is fairly new, you've actually already engaged several clients and been working with them on this. Are there any, you know, stories of companies that you've worked with? And, you know, can you tell us how they've benefited from engaging with the KLA so far?
Yeah, I can give a couple examples. One of our first engagements was taking the senior leaders, the CEO and the HR leader of 10 companies in East Africa through RARE. So these were companies that we were invested in through impact investing that all do enterprise, but enterprise with a purpose. And we had the opportunity to lead them through a RARE training. And just like many of us who have experienced RARE, I mean, that's really a game changer in terms of how you think about your leadership. And we weren't sure initially, is this going to translate a different culture? You know, is it going to be meaningful to them? And what we found in their feedback was it was deeply meaningful for them, for the way that they show up in their families and the way that they're growing in their own emotional maturity. But also then when you translate into, okay, how am I going to lead my company in this way, where we lead from a place of joy, not a place of fear and shame? So just the influence, if you can imagine, on 10 mid-sized companies in East Africa and the ripple effect of that, it's hard to, you know, even kind of really imagine how many people are touched by that. that's one. Another quick example, we were training KEHI leaders to lead serving trips. And so part of that training was taking them on a kind of like a serving trip, but we dive deeper into how you lead trips, how you facilitate those, how you keep people safe, how you make it meaningful, right? A training experience. We decided to open that up to some other organizations to join us. And so we had some leaders from Bell Poll and from Lippert, two other companies that are like-minded, right? And again, first of all, the connection and the camaraderie around this shared purpose was amazing. But the feedback and the letters that we got back from them after that experience, just saying, okay, we have a serving program, but seeing the way that you guys serve has changed the game for me personally. And it's changed my vision for how we want to do serving in our company. And it comes down to that core piece of, it's not just about what we could do for others and our ability. It's about this relational engagement where we lift people, not just out of conditional poverty, but out of this kind of poverty of self that can happen when people find themselves in those situations. There's no amount of giving them resources that's going to touch that, but it's the relational connection. And of course, as we've heard from many serving participants, that's a two-way street. So it's a giving and receiving at the same time where both people are lifted. And we discover that actually we might have had a poverty of self that we didn't even know existed. And together we're kind of lifting each other out of that. So, I mean, those were just some quick examples. We've had some others with our care partners to do leadership development with key leaders. But yeah, you get the idea, I think.
That's a lot of impact already in just a short amount of time.
It is. It's exciting. I mean, we're just kind of opening the doors, right? And starting to ramp this up and have the time and capacity to build it. But we really believe that this is going to have a huge impact in the world.
Is there anything else that our KEHI employees should know about the Leadership Academy?
Yeah, I think as much as we've talked about focusing externally, and that's the primary purpose, I would say our first commitment is KEHI, its leaders and its employees. So we'll continue to partner closely and support the talent development team under Tracy Delgado and Chris Mason in HR and work alongside leadership efforts that are happening inside of KEHI. I mean, I think we want to continue to model the way for other organizations. So, you know, while we face externally, we're staying really tied in to what's happening inside KEHI. Secondly, I just want you to know that you're a part of changing the way the marketplace does business. It's a little bit audacious, but we really think as we kind of push into this and model the way and invite others in, that many will go on this journey and start seeing business as more than just, you know, business as usual, profit only, business results, seeing it as a way to do good in the world. And ultimately, a place where people can go on that journey of personal flourishing, where they can become more whole.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Paul, because it's always good to reiterate that the work that our employees are doing every day, just by doing their jobs, they're contributing to all of this goodness that not only KEHI Cares, but the KEHI Leadership Academy is able to do.
Absolutely. And what a joy that we all have, right? And privilege. And there's many days when I think, pinch me, I get to be a part of this. What an incredible group of people that I get to journey with here at KEHI.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining me. I learned a lot. I hope our employees learned a lot. I have a much better understanding of what the KEHI Leadership Academy is doing and all the goodness that it's bringing into the world. To our employees, if you'd like to learn more about the KEHI Leadership Academy, you can visit kehicares.org and click on the Leadership Academy link.